This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Jordan Bell. The head of Hagen Grocery Stores on the Central Coast is responding to backlash following the chain's recent round of layoffs. He's trying to clarify the reasons for the cutbacks and what's next for those workers. Hagen stores have had a rough go of it since taking over a number of Vons and Albertsons on the Central Coast this past spring. Bill Shaner is the chain's CEO and says it was necessary to lay off full-time food and general merchandise clerks recently. The move included several developmentally disabled employees.
It is disheartening to us, and frankly, it's gut-wrenching to have to make some of the decisions that we've made. So we certainly want to be very true to our values and do everything we can to help those folks that may have been impacted.
Shaner says those laid off will be first in line when Hagen begins rehiring after what he calls temporary layoffs. Meanwhile, they can look for work at any of Hagen's competitors. Shaner recently reached out to Pathpoint, an organization that helps disabled people find work, to learn more about the group. Pathpoint Vice President Stephanie Beaumedien says the silver lining of the situation is an elevated discussion about employment of people with disabilities. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.